Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of HitChat Group Chat. I'm your co-host, Connor Reynolds, with literally right beside me, JP Fashone and Connor Burns. JP, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Excited to have you here. Look at this. In person, huh?
Let's go. Let's go. Burnsy, how you doing, dog?
Doing well, boys. I'm the weird floating talking head now. I feel out of place, but doing well. Good to see you, boys.
It's good to see you, man. We last left off the last podcast, essentially. I titled it No More Podcast? If you actually listened, like you're probably listening right now, obviously you knew I was going to be moving up to Kent, Washington. Here we are. So JP and I are going to be doing a podcast in person from here on out, most likely, barring anything going crazy. We're actually going to be having Burnsy in-house for a live podcast here towards the end of May. Really excited, looking forward to that. But right now, this is kind of the setup we're attempting. I'm also seeing if there's a possibility of doing something here at my apartment in a little bit, maybe with Luke, who's a former athlete of mine. He's actually moving up for the summer to train here with me for pitching and hitting, seeing if he could possibly be like a Jamie of ours or something like that. So that might be in the works. And if this is like a little difficult to kind of like follow along or if visually not as pleasing, let us know. We'll try and make some adjustments. But if you're just listening, it should be the same thing. If audio sounds a little bit different or anything like that, please just let us know. We'll do everything that we can to try and either keep it the same quality product or make it a little bit better with this new move. So outside of that, that's big changes for me.
Yeah.
Any big changes for you?
You're here. That's a big change.
I am here.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, as you can tell, today I was all over the place. We got a lot of things coming down the pipe for the summer on, you know, a lot of different programming talks and scheduling and how the hell we're gonna get this many guys going in and out of the door this summer. But you know, you're here. We're to help out, thank goodness. And yeah, we're just getting ready for the chaos sets to come.
I'm pumped. We talked about it for a while and finally making it happen, Cabin. Yep. Pretty pumped to be here. Burnsy, anything new with you, sir? You look like you're in a new newer space.
Nope.
In the office all the time.
I did one at HP probably like a month and a half ago ish. But the Wi-Fi kind of sucks there right now. That's a whole other issue. But no, not a new space. This is my apartment. But yeah, no, I'm grinding right now. I'm on going on a weekend six in a row on the road. I got two more weekends on the road. Been a grind on the road right now. And then get one weekend off. And then I go on a bachelor party. And then I'm headed to Seattle, you boys. So a lot of life on the road for me in the last month and a half. But, you know, baseball's back and happy to be outside. So can't really complain.
Oh, yeah. How the boys been?
Been tough. It's been tough. You know, a lot of tough L's in the spring thus far. You know, I saw some good progress, which is good. I thought our offense has come along. I thought a team approach has come along. Guys are kind of starting to figure it out, kind of get back in the swing of things. You know, I think we set up a pretty tough schedule to kind of start the year. You know, we didn't really play a lot of teams that are, you know, kind of set us up for success, right? We're playing a lot of teams that are just straight up better than us. I think that's good for growth, learning from failure, but it'd be nice to get some wins, I'll tell you that much. But grinding now, I'm onto a new team, summer team now, so a completely different roster, different teams are playing and stuff like that. So excited for that to get started up. That starts up this weekend for me, so...
What does your practice plans look like moving forward with how you guys have been playing in the games last couple of weeks. Are you looking to make any adjustments? Are you guys able to honestly have that much time? How much on the road you guys have been? Like, what adjustments are you looking to try and make, whether it's in the facility, maybe it's pregame BP, maybe it's on the road, you know, doing some mental stuff. But what are the plans moving forward?
You know, I think for me, a lot of my role has been last couple weeks, month, has been kind of more psychologist than anything. You know, I think we've been dealing with a lot of failure. And I think that comes with, you know, starting off the spring like that, especially with high school hitters. You know, it's tough to make that adjustment. So it's been a lot of, you know, one-on-one conversations, you know, hey man, how's it going? Like, how's the swing feeling? How do you think our at-bats are doing? Really with these guys, I'm really working through trying to find their individual approach, you know, what works best for them, you know, switching up routines. What are they thinking about on the hole? What are they thinking about on deck? You know, hey man, like, have you been carrying your at-bats out defense, you know? Stuff like that. So it's been a lot of one-on-one conversations and really working through what their mindset has been. And honestly, in the last couple of weeks, man, it's been tough. We had two guys break their thumbs in 4-day span. One was from just like a 94 mile per hour ground ball, and they filled him the thumb. He played the next day, didn't really, like, you know, bruised hand, whatever. Turns out broken thumb. He was one of our best hitters, and then our one of our best catchers. We were doing fly ball communication. Called for a ball that he shouldn't have. Ran into third baseman. Broke his thumb on his catching hand in his glove somehow. So we lost our two best hitters there. And, you know, some younger guys had to come in who probably wouldn't play a lot. And honestly, dealing with a lot of injuries. So, you know, had a lot of younger guys in that were getting really, really beat up and playing a lot more than they used to. So, there's a lot of talking them through, and, you know, making sure there, it's like, hey man, it'll be okay. Like, we're going to get better. We're going to get there. It's all right. You just got to kind of trust the process. But a lot of it was managing just straight up body soreness and stuff like that. You know, we're playing a lot of like 5-game weekends, and just straight up, a lot of guys just were not used to that workload. So, you know, I think I took it easier definitely with the practice planning. You know, definitely still some shit and beat up.
I hear you. Well, little transition. Some of the fun stuff. We ended up doing a little floor action today, me and JP.
The boys. What'd you think? I mean, we're, 2 days in?
Yeah. Just completed day three. Day one was a lot of, like, here in the office, though.
Yep.
It's been a lot of fun. It was enjoyable for me. I feel like something I really enjoy is being able to kind of, like, come up with something on the fly. Like, being able to kind of, like, get thrown a scenario and say, like, hey, you know, kind of create something from this. Luckily, the system that they have here at Driveline, everything's kind of pre-programmed. So it wasn't necessarily, like, me trying to learn about the hitter while then also trying to create plans at the same time. Plans were already created, and so more so it was just me understanding, like, why were these drills picked? Why is this athlete needing to work on this? And then being able to, like, workshop with a hitter. That's one of the things I would say. All of these hitters that I've been able to just see in shadowing or working with, they all have a really good idea of, like, what they're needing to work on. And so it's not really necessarily like a guess for a lot of these guys, what the focus of what they're doing that day is. And something that makes the transition really easy, being able to work with athletes, with me being kind of like newer to it, they have a really good idea of what is needed to be done and how it needs to get done. Like how to work the machines, like where to set everything up. And so it's making it like really easy to just kind of like, essentially, it almost feels like what I've been doing for the last little bit is kind of the exact same thing that I'm here with, again, like minus the planning and different things like that. But so far it's been a lot of fun. The one little panic that I had so far today, actually there's been two panics. We'll get to the first one of the day here in a little bit, but the only panic I had is I went to turn on hit tracks right before we started our sessions, and we needed to renew the lease or something like that on our license. And so it came up and was like, hey, cannot access this until it's like paid. And then I couldn't find JP or like any of the guys that like know what to do in that scenario. They were all in meetings. And so I kind of was just sitting there like, I don't know how to go about this, but there were some other trainers that were walking by that knew how to handle it. So that made it easy. But Burnsy, I fucked up today, dude. So we've been having 9 a.m. meetings for the hitting department. So Monday, 9 a.m. came in. Tuesday, 9 a.m. came in. Found out you really need to make sure you're checking your email. Cause came in today at 8:50, felt good, walked in, type in my code, step in, and there's just like 50 sets of eyes just like staring at me. And I like look to my right a little bit and there's a giant projector screen. There was a company-wide meeting with Arizona, Bodie, Rock, Mike, the CEO, like everybody's there. And I just strolled on in 20 minutes late. So that was pretty cool.
It's just like the back door where like all the employees come in. It's like right into the cage. So we just like move the cage back, set up a bunch of chairs, put a projector on the net. Like we got Zoom going on so you can see the dudes at AZ. And just like, you know, 30 minutes into the meeting, we just hear the code getting punched into the door. And everybody just looks right at the door. Here walks in Randall with fanny pack, backpack, water bottle, like ready to go, and just freezes. It's like, oh. And I was like, no. That was classic. Yeah, I talked to the lead hitting guy here. He was like, what are the odds Randall shows up late tomorrow? And I was like, well, you know, we kind of talked about it. Like, you know, it would be good. I think it would be there on time. Sure enough. Rolled right in. Not the first time that's happened to somebody. It definitely won't be the last, but I was pretty good.
First look. Definitely learned keep better eye on Slack and emails. Learning opportunity. You know, hand up. Me, I messed up. So we'll get better.
Yeah. There's a lot of things like that. I think
today's the first day I've gotten like a laptop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still don't have Wi-Fi on my place.
It's tough. It's tough to have that meeting on day three. tough to have that meeting on day three.
But, you know, where
did you, say anything? No. Did you say anything or you just, was it like the Homer Simpson meme where you just went back into the bush?
I tried so hard because there was another door to the left that goes into like the warehouse. And I, for a split second, when I froze, my thought process was, okay, lots of people. Yeah. I messed up. How do I make it to where I'm not as noticed? And I look to my left, I see this wide open door. And I was like, I could just go right in there. I don't know if there's a way out though. So then at some point, I would then have to come back out from that same door. So I was like, I'm just going to wear this. I'll go sit front row. And then Dudo, who ended up getting a presentation in it, he like looked at me and was just like, nice. Gave me knuckles. So, you know, it was one of those where it's like obvious like learning opportunity. You know, it's not going to be a habit. If it was to become a habit, the response will not be the same. I don't expect it to be the same. It won't happen though, so we're solid. But yeah, that was day three. That's going to be in my tweet coming up here in a little bit. Just make sure you check your emails, kids. Make sure you check the emails.
I think the funniest part was I was sitting there and we're going through a business review and talking about like long-term plans for the company, like what are our company values, and I was like, oh, this is really good stuff for Rails to hear, like, you know, where we're going and all that, and then just not even, didn't hear any of it.
Now, word on the street is, two of the high-performance interns didn't even make it.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's not an uncommon thing. We only do it once a month, so it's easy to miss, but won't happen again.
That won't
happen again. But yeah, it's been good to have you out there. It was nice to. I think the big thing with interns a lot of the times, like, it can be an intimidating environment to walk into, but I think the nice part for you is, like, you use all the stuff. Like, it's nothing so foreign. And your personality is not very timid. So that definitely makes it easier.
I will say, like, the most overwhelming, like, I knew it was going to be overwhelming, you know, we've been told by all the people that have been interns in the past, you know, it's going to be very overwhelming. Obviously, day one of on the floor, day three of seeing, like, being on the floor and everything like that, I would say, like, it's not as intimidating to me as the administrative side.
Yeah.
Like, the overwhelming aspect is just, like, literally, and this is going to sound maybe to, like, anybody that's, like, had a real job where, like, you have to pay attention to emails and stuff like that, like, I've never really, like, needed to just, like, check my emails, like, every hour. Like, I've never had to do that. Like, I've never had to, like, be talking to people from, like, three different departments in a Slack channel and, like, having to do different. So, like, that aspect, that's definitely been, like, overwhelming in the sense of, like, needing to kind of, like, change how I go about, like, things like that. On the floor, like, very comfortable. Very comfortable. And so, like, I definitely underestimated, like, the administrative side of things with just how, I guess, well-oiled or, like, how, like, fluid everything is. And, like, I think that's how it's, like, everybody has been doing this for a while. And so it's, like, to them, second nature, right? And so now I'm just trying to, like, you know, not be the weakest link in the chain with everything.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely very different than working independently, doing your own groups and stuff like that. There's a lot of other things to think about and a lot of other people that, like, are involved in everything. So yeah, it's
communication's
key, and, like, making sure you're on top of that stuff. But I think, like, I was telling another intern a couple weeks ago, just like, I think you kind of figure out, what do I need to read, like, what do I not need to read. It just takes a little bit, like, you know, now you need to look up for the meeting. But it just takes a little bit because there's a lot of things going on, and most of it you don't need to know. But the stuff you do need to know, you really need to know.
Oh, yeah. The funnest part so far, though, has been Matt Cressy. Like, talking with him about the different, they're looking to try and expand their, like, recording and the launch pad, their, like, motion capture lab, and also, like, the regular on the floor cages. And so, like, just being able to kind of, like, workshop and see what they've done already and different things like that, and, like, the different things I've done, I really do enjoy that aspect of it. And so, like, getting to talk with, like, other people that kind of, like, nerd out about it, that's been a lot of fun. Because, like, in the past, like, pulling up like Streamlabs and showing, like, the different scenes and how I, you know, crafted different things like that, other people are like, all right, when's this conversation over, like, really looking for a new topic. But different cats here, man, they really enjoy it, so that's been a lot of fun too. But Burnsy, for you, what would you say has been the most entertaining bus ride story that you've gotten in the last, like, 6 weeks? Have you been on the road for 6 weeks, or has it been four? Six total.
Six. Yeah. Oh, Matt.
Give us a good bus ride story.
High school kids are insane.
Different beast plot.
And, like, so we had a bus our first trip for our, like, week long one. The last three, me and my other coach, we rent two 14 passenger vans. So we get half and half a team, like, literally drive them 3 hours. Fuck, man, I 2 weeks ago, two kids, they are not the sharpest tools in the shed, I'll just say that. Legit, they were having, like, half an hour. They had a spelling bee contest, man, and it was absolutely outrageous. the words they were misspelling. Like, I was like, oh my God, like, what the hell? I don't know why the hell they did it. But the guy was like, you're stupid. He's like, man, I'm smarter than you. He's like, blah, blah, blah. And the guy in the front's like, okay, I'm going to give you guys a bunch of words here to spell. We'll see. And like, outrageous how bad it's spelling there. I was like laughing, but also in my head, I was like, what is our education system come to? Like, what is going on?
Pretty soon.
That was one, like, holy shit. I couldn't believe it.
I don't know if we got much room to talk.
No, I can't spell worth shit.
Hey, high props to the guy that came up with that, though. I mean, that's just good feel to listen into those two guys and be like, oh, okay, I got challenged and got his.
Yeah, no, it's outrageous, man. Like, there's one dude who's got a girlfriend, and like, the jokes flying around about this guy's girlfriend. Oh, but this is, oh, you guys are fucking weed. I'm like, what the hell? Oh my God.
Have the boys gotten into travel games, Black Magic, open, closed, anything like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we did with Black Magic, Green Glass Doors, Hack Game. Have you guys heard of the Elevator game? I'm a big fan of that one.
No, you haven't done that one. Let's play it.
Okay, it's super simple, all right? So you hop in the elevator, you go up 4 floors, and then you go down 2. Where are you at?
Third?
Or 3.
Third floor?
You're in Canada.
I hate days like this. Every road trip, I would just wear it because I was so bad at.
I could never do the travel game.
I could
do it. It's, they're so, like, simple. It's so, once you get it, you're like, what the hell? Like, that elevator game is the easiest thing in the world. It's so stupid. What else? We play the name game. Like, we'll do MLB name game where literally, so I'll say, like, Mike Trout, and then JP, you'll have to say an MLB player with this name that starts with a T. So you'd say, like, Troy Gloss, and you go through that. That's a good time killer, too.
Troy Gloss, that's a good pull.
That's a good time killer. We always played Mafia. Are you able to do that in Vanzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mafia would be tough.
No, man. Vans, we didn't really do it. And on the bus trips, like, we'll play Mafia.
Mafia, bro. Have to ask. Needed.
Picking the Mafia.
It's classic. It's the absolute classic.
I remember our head coach in Dallas would always play Mafia, and he would be the guy that'd be like, I'm the sheriff. I know exactly. Every single time.
You always have the one guy that just gets... Every single game, it's like, you're in the Mafia, and they're like, what the fuck do you mean? And then everyone just votes them out.
Always. Yeah. That's good.
I got a little trivia. I don't know if maybe you know this. Maybe it's different in Canada, though. You guys know the interstate lines, the, like, white stripes on the highway in between the lanes? You know those are 10-foot lanes?
Yeah.
Long?
I did know that.
I don't know if it's like that in Canada, but at least in the U.S., interstates are, they're 10-foot long. How we found this out is a kid brought this up on one of our bus rides in the van, and when we got to our hotel, this is with Al Blesser,
mm-hmm.
with the Colorado Instructional League out in Kansas. The hotel was right off of the highway, so once we got to the hotel, we had two kids run out into the middle of the highway, lay down head to foot to double check. And then after we did that, then we went to Google and then confirmed it. But we had to make sure that we had two kids lay down in the middle of the highway at like 10 o'clock at night.
It's good safety protocol.
Jesus. Thank. Well, shoot, boys. I don't know. Burns, did you have any questions?
No, man. I mean, fuck, it's sick that you're up there. I'm sure next week you'll have a lot more stories to go into. Hopefully you're not late for any more bucket meetings. But man, that's sweet, man. I'm happy for you. It's seems like you're having a good time figuring shit out. So I'm pumped up by the month to be able to see you guys a lot.
Yeah, pumped out of it. That's gonna be exciting. Yeah, I think we're still doing it. We're still alive. We're here. We're still here. Yeah. Playing for podcast cold quarter, like same deal.
Same.
Just do it in person. Maybe we'll try to just set up a little bit, but go from there.
Oh yeah, baby. Well, thank you everybody for tuning in. This was this week's Hit Chat Group Chat. Appreciate you guys. Leave any comments below if there's anything you guys would like to see a little bit different. Maybe audio, visual, whatever it may be, just let us know. But until next week, we shall see you guys.